Imagine you're watching the S&P 500 and a massive 500 contract buy order just slams the market right at the daily high.
Oh, yeah. The tape just completely lights up.
Exactly. I mean, every instinct in your brain screams that price is about to go to the moon, right?
Right, because it looks like the ultimate definition of aggressive strength.
But what if that massive aggressive buy is actually the exact reason the market is about to drop out from right underneath you?
That is the exact scenario we need to get into today.
Yeah, we are completely stripping away the noise of standard candlestick charts. We're looking directly at the underlying mechanics of big trade visualizations on the tape.
Which is really about looking at these bubbles that plot individual, aggressive market orders directly onto your chart.
Right, and the baseline mechanics are pretty visually straightforward. Like the bigger the volume of the market order, the larger the bubble that prints on your screen.
Yes, and the colors tell the story. A green bubble represents buy-side aggression, so a participant is stepping up, paying the spread, and hitting the ask with a market buy order.
And then a red bubble represents sell-side aggression.
Exactly. Somebody aggressively hitting the bid with a market sell. These are the decisive, heavy-hitting prints that jump out of that routine algorithmic hum of the tape.
And that distinction between the algorithmic hum and those heavy prints, that's the entire foundation of this approach, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, the central thesis you have to operate on is that the power of this tool is definitely not in staring at thousands of routine, average-sized prints.
Oh, that would be exhausting.
Totally. Attempting to process every single lot that crosses the tape is a guaranteed way to induce severe decision fatigue. You'll just freeze up.
So what's the actual execution edge here?
The edge in modern order flow analysis comes from hunting anomalies. You know, you are looking for statistically exceptional, rare events at highly specific, predetermined price levels.
Okay, so low-frequency occurrences.
Exactly. They provide high-quality structural information regarding the intent of major participants. And that structural info is what you use to frame your risk for day trading.
So you're basically ignoring the normal baseline operation of the market engine to isolate, like, the exact microsecond a massive participant steps in to force a change.
Right. And a lot of traders get completely tripped up right there because they intuitively equate this with standard volume analysis,
Yeah, the classic volume bars at the bottom of the chart.
which only tell you how much volume traded over a specific time period. I mean, a 5-minute volume bar is completely agnostic to how that volume was executed.
It just bundles everything together.
Yeah, passive absorption, aggressive market orders, it's all just one generic histogram. Big trade bubbles isolate the individual, large, aggressive prints in real time.
I like to think of it like this. It's the fundamental difference between knowing a crowd of 100 people slowly walk through a door over an hour
Right.
and identifying the exact fraction of a second a single heavy hitter stepped up and completely kicked the door off its hinges.
That is a great way to put it. You want to see the moment the door gets kicked.
So let's get into the trenches. Let's talk about the first major anomaly you need to be watching for.
Okay, let's do it. Extreme volume and the structural necessity of repairing the auction.
Where does this first anomaly usually materialize?
Specifically at structural extremes. So the absolute high or the absolute low of the daily session.
And what's the exact tape sequence we're hunting for here?
You're looking for an extreme number of aggressive contracts trading against absolute zero on the opposing side, right at that extreme boundary.
Give me an example of what that looks like.
Say you're tracking the daily high. Suddenly you see hundreds of asks traded, completely sweeping the available passive liquidity there, but leaving absolute zero bids directly behind it.
So the footprint essentially reads, say, 500 contracts hitting the ask and literally zero registering on the bid side of that exact same price level.
Exactly. That structural footprint represents a severe mechanical imbalance in the auction process.
In double-sided auction markets, rarely end on a note like that,
Yeah,
right?
right.
They almost never end a rotational sequence on an extreme imbalance of that magnitude. When a massive sweep leaves a zero on the opposing side, it creates what we call an unauctioned gap.
Because the market is this continuous mechanism seeking fair value.
Yes. So it possesses an extreme statistical tendency to return to that exact price level later in the session. It rotates back to repair the auction.
It physically has to verify if there's two-way business there.
Exactly. The algorithms are structurally compelled to test if that previous print was just a localized liquidity vacuum caused by one overly aggressive participant.
We should give some concrete metrics so you understand the exact scale of size we're talking about here.
Yeah, context is everything.
If you're trading ease, Validating an extreme anomaly usually requires seeing somewhere around 500 or more contracts printing at a single price level.
Right, but if you shift over to trading crude oil, CL, you are looking for a drastically lower threshold.
Like 200 to 300 contracts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 200 to 300 contracts on CO qualifies as an extreme structural print.
Why is there such a huge variation in those thresholds?
It comes entirely down to the physical thickness of the limit order book for each asset. The ES has a massive, highly consolidated limit order book.
Just hundreds of passive orders resting at every single tick.
Exactly. It requires a tremendous amount of aggressive capital. A massive sledgehammer, basically, just to dent that resting liquidity and sweep a single price level.
But crude oil, CO, operates on a completely different microstructure.
Yeah, the order book is much thinner. The resting liquidity is spread out over a wider price range.
So a 200 contract market order on CO might aggressively sweep through like five or six different price levels simultaneously.
Yes, causing the exact same degree of structural damage and dislocation as a 500 lot order would cause on the ES.
So the rule of thumb is the thicker and more liquid the baseline market, the higher the aggressive volume threshold required to actually qualify a print as an anomaly.
That is the foundational rule you must integrate into your tape reading.
That thickness also plays into a related variant, right?
Yeah.
What practitioners call a bad low or a bad high.
Oh, absolutely. The mechanics of a bad low are fascinating.
Let's walk through it. Say you're watching price drop to the absolute low of the session.
Right. And instead of seeing zero bids at the bottom, you see absorption heavily stacking on the bid.
But you see two or more zeros printing on the ask directly at that extreme.
That specific visual, the zeros on the ask paired with heavy bid absorption, indicates an incomplete auction process.
So the market drove down directionally, hit a dense pocket of resting passive liquidity, and then aggressively reversed upward.
Exactly. But it did so without properly exploring the price levels immediately beneath that liquidity pocket. The auction never got the chance to test if true, sustained selling interest existed below that specific tick.
So just like the extreme volume vacuum we discussed earlier, it wants to go back.
Yes. The market displays a highly probable tendency to rotate back down to that bad low to repair the structural inefficiency.
It wants to trade back down into those unauctioned zeros to properly finish price discovery.
Precisely.
But, and this is a massive execution trap, this entire logic is completely void under certain conditions, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. The foundational idea that the market must eventually return to repair an extreme print is entirely void if that extreme is created by a sudden news spike.
So if the Fed releases an unexpected interest rate decision,
or CPI data hits the wires, algorithmic market makers instantaneously pull their resting liquidity to avoid adverse selection.
So the order book is basically empty.
Exactly. In that environment, if you see 800 contracts hit the ask on the ES, leaving a zero on the bid, you absolutely cannot expect the market to rotate back and repair that price level.
Because it's a fundamental repricing, not a structural anomaly.
Right. Major news releases fundamentally alter the macroeconomic valuation of the asset. The auction repair logic only applies to organic structural rotations during standard, stabilized trading.
Okay, let me bring us back to the intuitive trap I mentioned right at the beginning, because it's the biggest psychological hurdle for anyone new to this.
The whole buying means it goes up instinct.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there watching the ES and you see that 500 contract order violently hit the ask at the daily high, your instinct screams that buyers are dominating.
Visually, a massive green bubble conveys extreme bullish strength.
So why on earth wouldn't price just keep ripping higher?
It fundamentally comes down to understanding the immediate microstructural aftermath of an aggressive market order.
Walk us through that microsecond.
When an institutional participant drops a 500 lot market buy order, they are instantly consuming all available resting limit orders on the ask at that specific price.
And probably several ticks above it, too.
Right. They physically clear the limit order book out. Mm-hmm. But because that transaction happens so rapidly, it creates a structural vacuum directly behind it.
Because there are no fresh passive limit bids stepping up instantly to support that new higher price.
Exactly. The aggressive buying exhausted the immediate available liquidity, leaving empty space in its wake.
So without new passive bids physically holding the line, the market just naturally drifts or aggressively snaps back down into that vacuum.
It falls back to fill the unauctioned gap. The sheer force of the aggression effectively creates its own immediate exhaustion.
But wait, what happens when that giant green bubble hits, but price doesn't immediately drop into a vacuum? What if it just freezes?
Ah, now you're talking about the core interaction between aggressive market orders and the passive limit order book.
The battle of aggression versus absorption.
Or as we call it, bubbles hitting the wall. This is arguably the single most valuable tape reading dynamic you can identify.
Because you're visually combining the bubbles with the resting structural wall.
Yes. The specific sequence you're hunting for is when large bubbles repeatedly strike a precise price level, but price completely fails to advance.
So a massive green bubble hits the tape, but the price stalls. Another huge green bubble prints, price stalls again.
That is pure absorption. The passive participant, the hidden wall of limit orders resting on the offer, is winning the microstructural battle.
They're absorbing every ounce of aggressive buying without surrendering a single tick.
Exactly.
So it's less like a wrecking ball knocking down a brick wall.
Yeah.
And more like throwing a massive boulder into a deep mud pit.
That's a perfect analogy. The mud just absorbs the sheer kinetic energy and the rock gets stuck.
But hold on. My brain is hardwired to associate buying with upward price movement. Why wouldn't it just go up?
Because for every buyer, there is a seller. An aggressive market buy just means someone crossed the spread and paid the asking price.
But if it fails to lift the offer,
it means a much larger, highly capitalized passive seller is sitting quietly at that exact level, happily providing all the liquidity those buyers are demanding.
Wow, so they're just soaking it all up.
And when you identify that dynamic, you are looking at the footprint of trapped traders.
Right, because those aggressive buyers just expended massive amounts of capital and the market didn't reward them.
They are now trapped in a stale position against a wall they cannot break. Eventually, the pain threshold is reached.
And they have to puke their positions.
Exactly. To exit a long position, they are mechanically forced to issue market sell orders, which aggressively drives the market in the exact opposite direction.
That trapped aggressive size is your absolute strongest structural reversal tell. It's the footprint of a liquidity trap snapping shut.
Yes. Now, conversely, if you see those massive green bubbles print, and the level immediately gives way,
and price surges forward with momentum,
then you know the aggression actually won. The passive wall was either pulled by the algorithms or the aggressive buyers had enough capital to chew through the whole thing.
And that distinction dictates your entire execution strategy.
It absolutely does. And speaking of aggressive capital failing to materialize, we have to talk about the sweep.
Oh, right. The stop run. That can be so frustrating if you're on the wrong side of it.
Highly profitable if you see it, though. This occurs when the market executes a fast, aggressive spike that pushes directly through a known structural level.
Like the high of the overnight session, for example.
Exactly. But as price physically breaks that level, you look at your big trade visualization and there are almost no large bubbles printing on the break.
The volume is just completely absent.
And almost immediately after breaking the level, price sharply reverts back into the previous trading range.
Let's really analyze the mechanics of a legitimate breakout to understand why that missing volume is so telling.
Okay, if you're trading a real structural breakout, that upward move absolutely requires a flood of new aggressive market orders
to physically chew through that dense passive resistance above the key level.
Real breakouts require heavy institutional capital commitment. So if you're watching a break on the NQ and those massive green buy bubbles are completely missing,
big money is definitively not participating. You didn't witness a breakout. You witnessed a targeted liquidity sweep.
The market algorithms drifted the price just high enough to trigger the resting buy stops of the short sellers defending that level.
Those automatic market orders triggered when price hits a threshold.
Exactly. Larger time frame players utilize that forced mechanical stop loss flow to passively fill their own institutional sell orders.
So they absorb the buying pressure generated by the stops, secure their shorts at a premium, and instantly reverse the market.
You recognize the anatomy of this false break precisely by the missing aggressive participation.
The lack of anomalous big trade bubbles is the anomaly itself.
If the major participants genuinely intended to reprice the NQ higher, they'd be violently smashing the ask. Your chart would be lighting up with green bubbles.
So when the tape goes quiet right as a major level breaks, you fade the breakout.
Exactly.
We have to talk about the physical execution mechanics in the context here.
Yeah, because if you understand theory but lack disciplined context, you're going to get chopped to pieces.
The most common pitfall when traders first start with this is completely ignoring location. You can't just hunt for massive bubbles in the middle of a random empty chart.
Context is the only thing that validates the anomaly. If you see a massive 500 contract print mid-rotation right in the dead center of a choppy range,
it's essentially just structural noise.
Exactly. In the middle of a range, that print might just be routine algorithmic hedging by an options market maker.
Or the execution leg of a massive calendar spread.
Right, where an institution is simultaneously buying the current month's contract and selling the next month's contract.
Which generates massive volume, but carries zero directional intent for the underlying asset.
Every single pattern we've detailed stands and falls entirely on location. You must restrict your hunting to significant structural levels.
We're talking strictly about daily extremes, established major support and resistance zones, or the precise boundaries of the value area.
Like the VA and the VL. If a massive bubble prints in the middle of nowhere, it means absolutely nothing.
The practitioner workflow has to be rigid. The structural thesis and the specific price level always come first.
And the tape anomaly is purely your secondary confirmation. You do not trade the bubble itself. You trade the structural level.
You utilize the bubble to validate your read of the real-time auction at that level. If you start inventing a creative narrative mid-range,
the market is going to punish you. The auction does not care about your post-rationalized story.
Context also extends to the time of day, doesn't it?
Oh, massively. Session timing completely alters how you read aggression on the tape.
A large bubble in the painfully thin Asian session communicates something entirely different than the exact same size bubble printing 5 minutes after the regular U.S. Open.
Exactly. A 200 lot market order executed in the middle of the Asian session might physically move the margin 10 or 15 points.
Just because the limit order book is practically hollow, there's no passive resistance.
Right. But that exact same 200 lot order executed at 9.35 a.m. Eastern might not even move the market a single tick.
Because the order book is densely stacked with heavy U.S. institutional liquidity.
You have to constantly contextualize the size of the print against the baseline available liquidity of the time zone you're operating in.
Synthesizing all these mechanics, the reality you have to accept as a practitioner is that big trades are low-frequency, high-conviction tools.
They are specifically engineered for day trading and intraday swings. They're not going to generate an actionable signal for you every 5 minutes.
They're designed to provide you with a handful of exceptionally high-quality structural data points per session.
And they essentially answer three highly specific questions for you.
Number one, where an auction fundamentally needs structural repair.
Number two, where directional aggression is demonstrably dying out at a boundary.
And number three, where a break of a major level was nothing more than a mechanical liquidity stop run.
If you can accurately answer those three questions by reading the tape, your execution edge over the rest of the market increases exponentially.
Because the tape tells you exactly what the most capitalized participants are doing in real time.
Completely stripping away the lagging indicators and the smoothed out averages. It forces you to look at the raw mechanics of supply and demand intersecting at the bid and the ask.
So next time you see size fail to move price, you know, heavy passive absorption is taking place. But here is a structural dynamic to think about during tomorrow's session.
This is the real test.
What happens when the massive passive wall doing all of that absorbing suddenly decides to cancel their limit orders, step across the spread, and turn into an aggressive market order themselves?
That instantaneous shift from passive absorption to aggressive initiation is what creates the most violent, untradeable price snaps in the modern market.
Something to keep a close eye on. The structural concepts we walked through today utilize the Motive Wave Big Trade study, and you can find more detailed information and reading at wickflow.com.